96.9 FM. Hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
It's time for Tell It to Stanya.
It's all about you. Ooh. Let's peel away the layers and focus on you. What's going on inside? Let's talk about love and truth and the matter of who we are. Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
Pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to Tell It to Stanya. That's right, I'm she and she is me, and it's another Saturday afternoon. Yes, it is. So I was here with my, well, I got two guests actually, or two co-hosts slash guests. And we were just trading pictures of daughters. Man who run the world. Girls, I'm telling you, daughters are amazing. I mean, y'all are amazing too, sons. But daughters are just, yeah, man. And they, in the words of my Grammy, jokety, man. They just jokety. They full of life, very loving. This last year, because we're in a new year, as I shared, I spent the holidays in Canada with my daughter, and watching her maneuver, it felt good too to watch. Like, you know, when you see that your daughter, your child is grown and they can handle themselves.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I had to do nothing. I mean, she ain't want me lift nothing, don't want me do nothing. We in the airport, coming back. She getting my, mommy giving the passport. Let me see. I said, Jesus, Lord. I said, Malia, you do realize I flew here by myself and I did this on my own. I could do this. But it's a good feeling when you see your children thriving and independent of you.
Yes.
That's a healthy parent, by the way, because some of y'all just don't want y'all cheering. Be independent. Y'all just get dead mad when you're children. Random citizen, you laughing. You sound a little guilty.
Not at all.
You sure?
I'd be pushing my daughter to do things. What?
I don't know.
Better.
And that's random citizen, everyone. And the gentleman in studio with me is Chris. Chris from Island Insights.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. But you have a daughter too, don't you, random citizen?
Yes, I do.
You just have just one daughter?
Yeah, 22 years old.
How old?
22.
22? Okay, mine is 20. And Chris, how old?
26. Uh-huh. And 5 years old.
29, 26, and 5. Boy.
Wow.
Boy, what do I look like talking about I going back? You are serious? Chris, you serious?
I was trying to get a son. The Lord blessed me another girl.
Oh, God.
I'd fall out, I ain't lying. I would fall out. I'll be so cross and so mad if I was to find out. Anyway, let me stop saying it. I would be, woo. But yeah, man. So if you're a healthy parent, you know, it's a good thing when your kids are actually independent and they're doing things. I remember a friend, I ain't gonna call her name, but anyhow, she knows just who this is, so she's listening. Her son went off to school and she called him one day and she said, hey, what you doing? So he said, mommy, I got to go. I going out with my friends. So she hung up the phone and she's crying. So we're like, well, why are you crying? Why are you upset? What happened? So let's say her son's name is Tom. So she said, Tom, say he's going out with his friends. So I say, okay, well, why this a bad thing? I supposed to be Tommy's only friend. Yeah, Tommy went on to get married and living his best life, by the way. Yeah, that's right. But anyhow, okay, guys. So, yeah, welcome to a Saturday on Tell It to Stanya. I know if I could get in no row today, because I've been rowing. I always rowing, must see. At least I don't be rowing, though. People just row with me. That's all. That's all it be. But anyhow, I ain't sure, because Chris, you did say something before the show. Then I tell you if. Don't get your big ball head set for the studio talking foolishness. I sure. But anyhow, today we are talking about 1 week in the Bahamas, things that concern us. Now, I sent this out to persons in my contact list, and I have so many things. So many people was commenting. It actually was scary. because there's so many things that, I mean, and different things, some same things. It was a lot. It was a lot. And when I looked at the week, I was like, the week, this 1 week is, oh my goodness. So what was concerning you? What's on your mind? Chris, before I give you my little list, before we go on to share what we're going to talk about, what's concerning?
I mean, overall, the condition of the country. I believe that we should have been in a better position as a nation. So that's really my concern right now.
That we should be in a better position? Okay.
Yes.
Make sure you speak into the mic. Okay. Random citizen, what about you?
To piggyback off of him, same thing. But now how the government, the current government, is rushing to do everything to make it seem as if they did something over the 4 years when they did nothing, but now trying to rush to do things because the election is on our heels.
Now, random citizen, I wouldn't say they did nothing. Come on now.
Nothing of great significance. Let's put it that way then.
Okay. Well, Chris had shared something before we came on when you were talking about the VAT.
Yeah. They throw us a bone and they expect us to accept that as so special or extraordinary.
Exactly.
Why was VAT on grocery items anyway? And that's for the two administration. Why was VAT ever on grocery items, especially the essentials, bread, grits, rice? Why?
Right. And baby stuff is very, very expensive.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's what behemoth people need to question the government on, or their MPs or whoever come around. Why was VAT on those stuff in the beginning?
Why was VAT on? So do you think, because you say that they threw us a bone.
Yeah, they threw
us a bone. So why do you think... Are you saying then that they only removing that because it's election time?
Well, that's their campaign right now. That's what they're going to campaign on.
The removal of VAT? What?
Yeah, they're removing the VAT off of the grocery items. That's it. What else they got to go on?
Well, I mean, no, man. Is this the orange economy?
That's what I'm saying, Sammy.
There's different things. What y'all trying to tell me y'all don't know about anything that this government did in the last 5 years?
Nothing significant, nothing substantial to say, okay, this made a major change in the country.
I agree. What is it? You have some callers going to call in.
Okay,
and probably
and callers,
correct us.
If you want to be a part of this conversation, you can send me a text message, 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can give me a call, 323-6232. Dwight is when we call all these numbers. And he know I adult ADHD. But anyway, here we go. 323-6232 or 325-4316. 325-4316 or 325-4259. Okay? All right, so write that down. Now, the first thing that I wanted to touch on, like I said, 1 week in the Bahamas, and this is what I saw. Lord help us. Okay, so for starters, I saw the situation in Spanish Wells. With the lady who was, I don't know, she had blood on her or something, and then she was kind of carrying on with the police. All right. Now, I saw that a lot of people said that she was racist, and that if that had been a black Bahamian, that this would have been... What y'all think?
I didn't really get to see the video. I was trying to find it, but I... Got a glimpse of her brother on Shanique Miller's show, like apologizing. But I would say this. What's inside of you going to come out? And the statements or the remarks that she was making is what inside of that's the way that she think. That's her mindset.
So you think that she, okay, well, random citizen, do you think that she is racist with the things that she said? And I mean, like, how you feel about the whole situation? Because for me, for starters, I thought that the police handled it they were very professional. I must say, I mean, the guy, stellar job. I mean, he was calm. He was firm. He was respectful. He had his facts. And he knew that he came to do a job. And I think he did a good job. Now, when I saw the lady and her, I ain't gonna lie, now, a couple of times I was laughing at some of the things she was saying. But to me, it just seemed like a crazy person, to me, honestly. I'm not saying she is. I'm just saying she just seemed like a crazy person. When someone is acting crazy or displaying some questionable behavior, because from you got blood on you and all that, that little off. So for me, I think that she should have been maybe, I don't know if to say arrested, but definitely taken into custody and probably sent for evaluation, because that's what they would have done with anyone who would have displayed questionable behavior. Random citizen, how you feel about that?
I feel as if, so we know Bahamians. When we cussing and gearing on, we know our colloquials. We know the CYC, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
This woman was outright telling him, go and wait for your money, you stinking dog. Those are racial things.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the typical Bahamian cussing out. That was way off.
No, you missed the piece when, you didn't hear when she say the, because I didn't tell you, people will be listening. Although people cursing on the air now, but anyhow, when she said to suck the white man's penis.
That's what I'm saying. That ain't no Bahamian. Bahamians don't say those things. Black Bahamians don't say those
things. I was a little confused with that one now. That was a little time to time. You didn't see that, Chris?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. She wants all y'all to put that in your mouth.
Mm.
Yeah. So for me, I think, I mean, like, do you think that it was a double standard? Do you think, like, what do y'all think?
I feel it is, because, like you said, even if she was just detained, just to calm her, to something, they just, give her a stern warning. What is a stern warning after this woman and carry on like that? Oh, man.
Yeah. Uh-uh. And then, I mean, either way, you know, but this is a serious thing, because even going deeper, okay, why were they there? They were there because, allegedly, there were illegal immigrants who was residing there that I guess they, some shanty town or something like that. And so, and see, and this now leads into the immigration situation. This is why, too, this is one of the reasons why we have a huge immigration issue, because Bahamians are also a part of the program, the problem.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yes. The government is the fault.
Okay.
When it comes to the immigration.
You don't think we all play a part in that, though?
Yeah, we play a small part. But the majority...
I wouldn't say just government. Yes, government is. I totally agree. But Bahamians as well. The reason why they're allowed to come in is because Bahamians are allowing them. Bahamians are hiring them.
Right.
Bahamians are the ones that are giving them the jobs. Instead of giving a Bahamian a job, they would give it to the foreigners. So you can't just blame the government, because the government is bringing them in, but now Bahamians are accommodating them.
Boy, go on, Chris, before I say what I want to say, because you open a couple little doors there.
You know, when it comes to immigration, I really like to get into it.
Go on.
When, like, you were 100% right, too, when Bahamians bringing them in and Bahamians giving them a job, when you can give a person a job for minimum wage or even below that.
Right.
And most of these Bahamians are not paying national insurance for these folks as well.
Right.
You understand? But when the government bringing in all of these folks, we have right now, this is my personal opinion now, there's a little facts to back this up, but the government need to answer this one question for every Bahamian. How many work permit right now is issued in this country? How many? My personal opinion, I think is over 100,000.
Work permit
that is actually from Grand Bahama in the north.
It's not fact.
But from Grand Bahama in the north, straight to our southern islands, I think we have 100 and some work permit. Why I say that is because when you look back at records now, facts by year, right? And how much of these work permit is renewed? When the government gave their numbers on work permit, they only give it on the ones that are new applicants. They never give the overall number on who. Reapplying.
Right. Right.
But if they bring the overall number, believe me, Bahamians will be downtown tomorrow. We have too much people in our country with work permit. Too much.
But how much does a work permit cost?
I think from $2,000 to $3,000, I think, is basic ones.
Yeah. And so times that by so that's exactly. That's big money.
That's I think last year, if I'm not last year, 2024, I think it was. I think it was $84 million. If I'm correct, that they made on work permit. $84 million. Now, how you can make, you know how much people you need to be here to make $84 million?
Wow.
But that's only counting the legal ones. That
yeah, the new, the, and that's only new applicants.
Right. That's very scary. That is extremely scary.
I like for the government to give that number on overall how much work permit has issued in our country for 2025. All, not just the new applicants. I'm talking about the ones that are renewing. How much right. altogether? I like for the government to give that number to the Bahamian people.
Okay, so go on, Randall.
Another thing is that concerns me. So that is telling me now, you as a government is saying not one Bahamian can fill that job.
Now, let me say this so random. Okay, but let me read these messages that's coming in. And once again, you can send me a text message, 426-422-4796, or you can give me a call. I know that sometimes I don't take calls because I like to get the material out. But today we're taking calls, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. So text message, I want to point something out about the interaction in Spanish Wells. If that had been a young black man, aged 18 to 30, who was telling the police those ungodly things and covering himself in blood, he would have certainly not been cautioned. He would have been in sandalins. All right, that's what I said. The procedure is normally that, okay, you know, you go, the police will take you into custody, and then they take you to be evaluated. So I agree, because the things that she was saying was very, very off. Very off. It was beyond just being disrespectful. It was disrespectful, but it was crazy. It was a little bit crazy, a little tante. Okay, also, random citizen cannot say that Bahamians are hiring these Haitians, because I know of many born Haitian people who migrated here or paper Bahamians who are hiring Haitians that are the problem. Well, let me say this one thing, though, because you touched on this and I wanted to share this with you. To me, okay, another part of what I do for a living is offer temporary employment to companies. So if you're having an event, or somebody's out sick and stuff like that. So working with people or getting them hired. Sometimes literally like, listen, we used to be a little crazy. I mean like, I don't, and it goes beyond the training level with some of our people. Some of our people, these employees, Bahamian employees, Lord have mercy, man. It's a lot. It's a whole. So for starters, they're hiring other people sometimes, not just because of the cheap labor, right? But also because you don't have all the issues that some, I'm not saying everyone now, but you don't have all the issues that you have with sometimes Bahamian people. Or sometimes Bahamian people are very, very delusional about, they're delusional bad. I'm telling you, very delusional about their worth in the job market. You ain't got no skills.
I agree.
No education, no training, no paper, nothing. But some people think that they should start at the top, or if not at the top, not definitely not minimum wage. And your attitude terrible. So that's another thing. That's another kettle of fish. So I wouldn't say that it's normally. Now, yes, in some instances, it's because persons, you know, it's cheap. Labor, but sometimes you just don't want the drama as an employer.
I agree.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, I just saying. Okay, now let's see what else we got here. People messaging me on my private phone and on Guardian Radio. Y'all message Guardian Radio. Anyway, let me read this. What is this? Huh? Hold on. Okay. Oh, so some... So a friend of the friend, hi friend, said that she's listening to the show, so she messaged my friend, so my friend can message me, our mutual friend. Okay, not Sandalins, Tanya. They would have been on a shirt, and we would have been serving sauce to the repast. That's true. And then you know what? And then the police was gonna come and say they attack us first, allegedly. Because y'all locking up people for saying things, child. Y'all think y'all slick. Stanley don't like jail, child. Okay, anyhow. All right, so let's go on to the other thing. Oh, I got Brittany Harris on my list. The things this week. Because it spilled over from last week. Or the week before and the week before. That's right. So, I know. How y'all feel about that? The freedom of speech. Yeah, hold on, I got a caller. Okay, before we go on. All righty. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Tanya.
Stanya. That's
yeah,
right.
I actually made a little bit.
Oh, sorry,
the gentleman in the studio, right? Yes, the young man is still there?
Yes, he is. He can hear you.
Yeah, I like what he was saying. And so, you know, he's real. And so, of course, this is a very much needed conversation. But to be honest with you, right, Stanya, some things I can't tell you on the radio, right? But I agree with everything you guys are saying. Because I didn't even get to see the video, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a friend of mine is right now in my upholstery shop telling me about the things the lady was saying, right? And it's unbelievable. And so I was in a roadblock recently, right? And, you know, sometimes you put your driver's license in the phone, so whenever the police stop you, instead of having a physical license, because you don't want to lose it, but I couldn't, maybe I changed phones and the driver's license was not in the phone, so I was looking for it for, like, maybe a minute or so, and the police officer started to argue me. I screwed on the wheel and asked him why he stopped me, because I was in an SD.
Right.
And so, you know, the level of belligerence, and so I just, and he was in khaki, so when I looked, the two goons, two subordinates came over and they running over all type of foolishness, like they want to lock me up for this and that, for not having my ID. And I say, there's no law for this and there's no law for that. And way. And, you know, it's just the level of belligerence and contempt for one another. And they come over, you want to rough me up and thing. And I ain't saying nothing to them yet. And so it was another incident, like when the police stopped and the traffic stopped. And he lied to say resisting arrest and, you know, the thing. So I urge the government to give them counsel because they could actually lie on things you're saying and doing. But the contempt for one another is like a curse on the black man. And so we know that if he was black, what would have happened?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so this is nothing new we're saying. We see it every day. We live it every day. So it's cheaper to spray yourself white in the night. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So then he find excuse to say, well, I ride without seatbelt. But I was saying, obviously, I stopped at the roadblock. I screwed on the window and I lose the seatbelt because I said I come out of the car because I wear, I's a rasta. You can tell me come out any
Right.
But because I wear dreadlocks, I is a nobody.
Right.
And then they myself employed. So then they did, my brother brought my driver's license because they stayed and the license is up in 2027. I said, you see that? I pay these waiters government extra money. But you won't harass me like a citizen who paying you everybody with a loss right. is not a criminal.
Right.
I think a senior citizen, I'm 61, you know.
Don't mind, you sound like a young person, man.
Yeah, but you know.
Okay.
Don't mind these jokers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They have no respect for people. And the thing is, the government, all the powers that shouldn't be, that are, what right. they should do is implement the cameras to ensure our safety and their safety. And so there was a gentleman standing right next to the roadblock who was in his house, in his yard. And the policeman harassed him, and he went inside and locked the door. And they went this door, pulling this door open, telling him he got to open the door without a search warrant. So this is what they think about us. And, and some of these police officers have to be half-breed, man, because they have no love for us. That's what it is.
Okay.
You know, you hear what's going on with this station and that station. You saw what happened with Brittany Harris. But yet still, nothing is being done to safeguard Beeman citizen. Nothing is being done.
Okay.
They have more rights for harmless. I like how you bring it up Brittany Harris. I'm about to hear what you say. Brittany's a female. She's an activist, but you saw what unfolded in the Grove station. There's nothing allegedly because it's on video camera.
Okay.
You know, it sickens me. It's a young lady. What do you mean you don't feed her? Because
yeah.
they all this animosity and this personal attack on this lady comes from as if the person is a political affiliate.
Yes.
And he's just wearing a wolf and sheep clothing uniform.
Okay, give me one second.
I saw somebody pop up with the defense force.
Give me one second. Give me one second, sir.
This country is a mess. So
yes.
Drugs is illegal, but allow people to sell it. So if something is going on illegal, the government have a right to address it. All this BS about be hiring and be facilitating, that don't count. Pass law, pass ordinances. Give me a break, please. It's imbecilic, man.
Okay, Colin. Thank you for calling. Okay, that was loaded. But he's on... He's 100%, he's correct. And actually, that's one of the things that, you know, that really concerns me in the country. Okay, we calling it, we're saying that because the people were of a lighter color, white, conky joe, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, it's selective. It's like a status thing. You know, Brittany, listen, play that clip from Bishop Boyd for me, please. That's what I need. Right, that was on my little thing, but anyhow, it comes up.
Love justice fairly. Let me tell you what I mean. How is it a poor black man commits the same crime as a white person or a rich or well-connected black man, and the two of them get, listen to this, different treatment, and they get a different sentence? How is that? I've been to law school. You tell me how that could be. And I'm not laughing. You all laugh because you know it's true. And I mention it because it's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. And it is not the justice which our British forebears bequeathed to
us. You can cut it. Brittany, you were supposed to cut that in 40 seconds, man. I thought that going over 40 seconds. Let me see if I got Bishop Boyd number. Because I had Bishop Boyd number one time. Where that is? Bam! I still got Bishop Boyd number. That's still a number. But yeah, he's correct. He's correct. And that's what I'm talking about. I mean, and this is a serious thing, guys. I mean, the gentleman who called, just think about it. You know, an average person, right up for a couple of joints. For a couple of little joints. And this is a far-reaching thing, because now imagine that. Now this person go to jail for a period of time for a couple of joints. Couple of joints. They come out, they can't even get hired. They can't even support themselves. These things far-reaching. But we are very, very selective with who get the brunt of the punishment. It's not across it's not across everything. And then the thing about it, what really upsets me is that it's so blatant. It's very blatant, like it's in our face. And here we are. Here we are. I mean, you know, Chris, you know, you was trying to conflate me before. That's when I tell Chrissy, you need to come outside the studio. That's right. But, you know, you was trying to convert me when we was talking about voting and all this stuff. And, I mean, I'm really too excited about voting for nobody. And I dead serious for that because, listen, I don't see nothing in no government. Former, past, current, whatever. Y'all serious. We have all these serious issues. Serious issues.
You know, I would like to say something.
My fat man.
Especially on.
Go on.
What Bishop Boyd said. And we've seen it for years. We've seen even people come here, get bus for drugs, tourists, and given a fine. Slap on their hand and let them go.
Yeah.
You go and get bus.
You lock up.
As a behemoth, the full brunt of their law, whatever it takes,
they throw on everything on you. You're going to deal
with that. You are not getting no slap on the wrist until you go back to the Bahamas. So.
You think they didn't care if Buju was who Buju was?
It didn't matter. It didn't matter. And that's what we need to do with our laws as well. You know, some people probably are calling and say, well, you know, that's American. No, they have laws in place and their laws do their job. Our laws need to do their jobs. And the next thing, like the brother calling and say, concerning these police officers, some of these police officers need training very bad. They don't know how to talk to people. The simplest road stop is how they rough you up.
Yes.
Simple things.
Yes.
No respect. Mm-hmm. But that's, I mean, you know, it's my personal opinion, though. That's top bottom. That's from the top straight to the bottom.
Yes. And I mean, and the thing about it, like I said, it's blatant. It's in our face. We know these things. And then, you know, then we're going to go get one jokey company or one joke. That's why you could hire Stani, by the way. That's my shameless plug, because I do training. And we go deep for self-awareness. But
Then
you get these jokey people to go train them. And it ain't really no training. You get your little friend to come do a couple little session with the people. You don't want to spend the money. Or it's a mess. The police force been a mess. And what is sad is that listen, if something happened, we got to call the police. The police really supposed to be our friends. I mean, I know that sounds so cheesy, but we all supposed to work together. But the police, and don't get me wrong now, because they are amazing officers, very intelligent officers. I know them. I've met with them. Some even been on the show. But what is be very discouraging too is that y'all goddamn, the said what got sense, y'all goddamn juke up in one corner, got y'all foot on their neck, don't want to promote them.
Yeah.
And I dead serious. There's a lot of good officers. So I'm not saying this to say everybody. But the way that they even, you know, connect or come on or communicate with the public is very off-putting.
Yes.
It's off-putting. No respect. Terrible. Even when we think about, the police shootings. Even when we think about y'all trying to tell me all them police shooting, every single person shot first at the police. That's what y'all trying to tell me. Listen, anyway, that's a personal thing for me, though, because that's another story. I ain't feel like talking. Let me read these messages. And we got someone on the line, eh? And I say I wasn't going to get Anyway, I take my blood pressure medication before I did come here. Carla, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Stanley Davis, before I start, let me congratulate you on two excellent shows you had in 2025. The one with the sister drama, that was excellent.
Yeah, you like that one.
Man. I love that one, yeah, man. That shows you that if you and your sisters are beef, just get them some Kung Fritters and some Kung Balls, and you're straight.
Tell you, I only know how that end, but go on.
Yeah, and then the second one is The Life of Hills. You did an excellent job on doing your show at Life of Hills Saturday.
Wait, hold on now. Wells, you all hear that because you all could sponsor the show. Thanks. Anyway, go
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Yeah. Tell the show, man.
That's right, Mr. Wells.
Excellent job.
I think yeah. a message, Mr. Wells. Anyway, go on, caller. Let me stay focused.
Now, to the gentleman in there, I agree with him too when he say a little bit, when he say like it's the government problem. Because could we hire any Haitians in Long Island? Could you hire a Haitian in Long Island? I asked any one of y'all.
I think they could, but you have a when your job is finished, you got to roll.
Yeah, they don't
believe
okay.
All right, but then they let that in like that just a couple of years ago, but before there was none, right?
Yeah.
Like 80s, 90s. All right, well, the Bahamas going to be in like that too, then none. But, and then if you ain't none, you ain't none to hire. You wouldn't have no one to hire. It is the government for a little bit. Okay. Now, like he said, Dubai's looking all over Facebook and TikTok for that video. I can't find that video, but it is a discrimination because, like you all said, Barabbas, Jungle Tonight, he's a well-respected citizen. They handcuff him and berate him, the parade. So they ain't doing it. They ain't handcuffed him. They said it was lenient with her. And then the police said, why they can't be lenient with Barabbas? So it is a double standard, you know, on the police force.
Okay.
And then what you talking to with the murders just now, Stanya? Man, body cam. You need the body cam, man. The body cam.
They're
on
not going to do that,
y'all. Exactly what's going on, yeah.
They're not going to do that. Yeah. All right. Anyhow.
So, I can continue to listen. Keep up the great work and the great show, Stanya.
Thank you. Appreciate that
and
so much.
And 2026 coming up.
Thank you. Appreciate All right. that. Okay.
All right, then.
And guys, let me say this because he mentioned Long Island. Long Island may not have... they may not have an issue with persons from Haiti, but you know what they have an issue with? And y'all who listening in Long Island, y'all know I ain't lying. You know what immigration problem they have?
What's that?
Dominicans in their water.
Oh, okay.
That's the issue that people in Long Island are facing, and then when they roll up, allegedly, then when you check stock, they get all the people them got permit to and passport, allegedly. But the Dominicans, that, allegedly.
Again, that's the government. That has nothing to do with the people, the people in Long Island. That's
but
the
their issue that's with immigration?
Mm-hmm.
Fishing. People in their waters.
Yeah.
That's the issue that they have faced. So anyone who y'all, if y'all serious with representing Long Island, y'all need to look into that. Big time.
Well, I think, you know, some of the government need to certain things in our country only should be for Bahamians, you know. Only should be for Bahamians. And the government, especially fishery and different stuff like that, they should only be for Bahamians.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what is happening right now, and I don't have no proof for this, but I believe that a lot of people are getting their citizenship. And then they go in these industry.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? But I believe that these are supposed to be reserved only for Bahamian.
Yeah.
And the government need to look into areas like that.
Okay, text message. They still locking you up for little joints because they still want the fines for the money. Feeding a prisoner for one joint lockup is financially dumb. They ask for bribe to let you go for these little joints. The officer had to be reminded that it was just a simple traffic stop, not a murder or bank robbery suspect. Thank God some officers are humane and have sense. Yes, that's why I say not all officers. And that's why I said that, you know, we're talking about the Spanish Whale situation, but I thought the officers were, they were very decent. He wasn't rude, but he was firm. Only, you know, you could lock him up, but he was a firm person. He got the job done. We're not saying that we need soft officers. Notice I keep saying firm. But this is an issue. And sometimes Lord, my daddy likes you. I can't. Anyway. Sometimes it's kind of feel like really like a defense lawyer, which I know he is. Then really trying to, you know, get to the bottom of what is going on. And that's the issue, one of the issues that we have. We got to be truthful about things. And we've not been truthful as a country. We've not really been caring about each other. And we've not really been caring about moving this country forward. Once again, Chris, you talking about, oh, you know, we talking about voting and all this stuff. We still talking about sun, sand, and sea from what's brought into place. We talking about sun, sand, and sea this 2026. I can't take nobody serious. Then, okay, COVID came. COVID showed us that the whole world could shut down. At any given time, we could be up Beep Creek. And you trying to tell me we ain't take feeding ourselves serious? Mm. Man, we ain't serious as people. If we ain't, COVID came, and come on now, right now, we supposed to be going hard into famine. We have so many things that we could even export through famine. There's so many things, and this is an easy thing. Man, listen, if every constituency alone take a farm, every constituency big enough to feed their constituency, at least that's the start. We can feed ourselves something. We are not taking this. We get all this water. What is energy? Iceland using ice for energy. So we ain't serious. We are not serious about being the best. No, we're more serious about it. But we should set ourselves up in a way that, you know, that we are exporting or doing something that can bring in money. We're not serious about taking the load off of our people. We're not serious about our people. We're not.
Yes.
And that is the issue that I have with all governments. And I know you coming with something, Chris.
You know that. I was waiting.
I know you coming with something. Anyway, random, let him come. Because he looked me in the eye. And he could say, well, you know the answer to that, Stanley. Yeah. And what would the answer is? I mean, you're all ready for this answer now. Let's go.
I want to
go
on, Chris. With feeding ourselves.
Oh, you well, want to start there for you say?
I, go I on. Want okay, the government go on. To answer this one question for me concerning the Golden Yoke Project. The money was allocated. Mm-hmm. The money was supposedly invested. Mm-hmm. But where are the eggs?
You know, still turn around these, and import eggs.
Yes, these are the questions that need to be asked, and the government need to answer these questions before election time. Listen to me. There's so much issues, like you say, that's coming up. All right, I want to go to Sovereign Wealth Fund now. Now, that's one question I already put to the Bahamian people. You still need to know where your money went.
The golden body became golden after that.
That is 100% right on that.
Maybe somebody pocket was golden.
Yes.
Allegedly. In the words of Tasha K, even yes. My name is alleged.
And another question I like for the government, human people ask the government, when the Minister administration created the Sovereign Wealth Fund, why did the PLP repeal and replace it as soon as they came into power?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why? They now developed this, what do you call it now, the...
infrastructure.
So, yeah, they do this. I forget exactly what the fund name now. This next fund with these four sub funds. I want to know how much money was invested there. How is it being invested in the state overseas? And what have we received as of 2025 on our investment concerning this new fund that they created now? Mm-hmm. Who are the board members? We want to know all these things because they did it last year. The National Investment Fund, that's the name of it. Who are the board members? Is any money being invested yet? Was any money allocated to go into this fund? These are a lot of questions we need to ask. We need to stop allowing them to just give us anything, but that don't give us nothing, if you understand what I mean.
I agree, but this is why I'm saying, and I'm not only just talking about the current government, like I said, I'm talking about past government as well. These things are so blatant. Like, it's painful. It's painful because it's right in our face. Okay, you know, I'm going to say talk about this and we got to go to a break. But okay, we talked about Brittany Harris. Now, okay, has Brittany Harris been out of order with the things she has said? Yes. There are many things she's been very much out of order. Yeah, man. Because it is very hurtful for you to say things and then, I mean, definitely you don't have nothing to back it up. You ain't alleging it. You're confirming it and you're going, you know, you're going all the way down the road. At the same time, could y'all imagine if the intensity that they pursued Brittany Harris, could you imagine if they put that into the police force? What, man, listen, we'll have all the crime solved. We'll find all the criminals.
My thing with that, Stanya, is it's now making you wonder why are they trying so hard to silence her?
Yes.
Is what she really saying the truth now? Because if it's not true, bring out the truth then. Let's prove that what she's saying is a lie. Shut that down real quick.
And guess what? And random now, I've listened to some of her stuff, not all, so I don't know all. But some of the things that she was saying, but some people, listen, y'all know these people been a certain way long time. These been rumor long time. Y'all doing fool, man. I can't deal with y'all vehement people. Y'all ain't serious with life. Because y'all know long time, allegedly, some things is things. I ain't saying it because I don't like jail. Mm-mm. And I like to put makeup on and things. But y'all know the intensity that she's being pursued. Y'all trying to tell me whether or not you like Brittany or not. Right? Because I don't know. I don't like her and I don't hate her. I don't have no feeling towards her, the person. But y'all trying to tell me that the intensity that she is being pursued is normal? Is the norm?
Exactly.
Y'all trying to tell me that? And y'all don't see nothing wrong? And why this is why that's a dangerous thing? This is why y'all can't take sides with this. That's a dangerous thing. Because at any given time, it could be somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this is dangerous. It goes now deeper into what you could say from what you can't say. And that's both governments. The PLP is in right now. But this is... And come on. And even if it ain't the government or the judicial system or whoever it is, what I'm saying is at any given time, that's a scary thing. And y'all don't see why these things scary. Y'all just seeing politics or whatever it is. Exactly. That's why you say the mindset. Y'all got to change your mindset and call a thing a thing.
But look at the other day how Cindy called into the radio station and cussing and carrying on the public radio station.
Right.
Why would you possibly think that was a decent thing to do? I don't understand that.
And honestly now, guys, anybody who would want someone to represent is very disheartening, guys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that go for any party.
What flag is she carrying?
I don't know, Chris. You trying to put people in problems. I don't know. I don't know who the woman is voting for.
We know exactly. Don't do that. We know. Exactly.
I don't know who she's voting for. I cannot confirm that it is alleged.
There is no condemnation, no matter what she does.
She don't make that no type
it
of
is
secret.
Accepted.
But what I'm saying is that it don't look good.
It don't
look good, guys.
And no one. And that particular flag she carrying just come out and condemn and say, hey.
It don't look, it's too much.
We don't condone that.
It's too much.
But it seems like that's how they run it.
Anyhow, what is who else messaging me? Thank you, guys. I like when you all message me. I really appreciate that. Speaking of jail, Jesus, Paul, Daniel, and many others. The Bible went to jail. Yeah, I know, but I like jail though. I like to eat. Chris, just tell me I have expensive food taste, and ain't nobody could be serving me rack of lamb in there. They usually they even want to feed people in jail. I mean I won't lose weight, but I won't lose it like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like that. Mm-mm. I just saying, random citizen. You know, I mean, yeah, but come on, guys. This ain't right. These things don't be right. And then, I mean, like I said, and it goes right back to us being selective with our outrage. You know, we come on. And it don't matter if you like the poison or you don't like the poison. This is what I'm trying to say. This ain't nobody care about that. Anyway, let me read this message. What hurts me about Britney is how desperate they are to attack a woman with children to ruin her representation. This is sad. It makes these people look like less than if... Anyway, let me take one break. Britney, I talking about this other Britney now. Britney the producer. Britney Gibson. Britney, take me to commercial. We could be right back, y'all.
Try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Bahamian voters, listen up. The Parliamentary Registration Department is running voter verification right now. It helps keep the voters' register accurate and secure so every eligible Bahamian can cast their vote confidently. This is your chance to make sure your information is correct and up to date. Bring your passport and voter's card to your nearest verification center and make sure your voice counts this election. One Bahamas, one vote. Verify.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're opportunity or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hey, Stanya, how you doing? The one thing I'm really concerned about is the mental health of men. That's really concerning for me, men's mental health. Emotional, I guess, overall. One, we don't take it serious enough.
My second concern for the Bahamas is the political party, the governments. I personally feel like every government so far has just mainly been focusing on lining their pockets and not focusing on building the people, building the country, putting emphasis on making our country, our people, are better people, and not focusing on primarily lining their pockets.
Hey, Stanya, how you doing? The one thing
Okay. Yeah, guys. Let me read some of these messages. I feel so sorry for the people on my contact list. I just bothered them every Saturday. Every Friday, Saturday, I just be on it with them. Okay, so of course the question was what concerns them about the Bahamas. So they said, ooh, look at this one. Lack of motivation to vote. But this why, with the voice note that was just played, yeah. And that's why I said, I'm not calling out just one government, guys. I'm calling out current, past. It's bad. It's really bad. This is like this Michael Jackson bad. That's how bad this is. It's bad, man. Okay, an education system that pushes our kids to the next grade regardless of their educational level. Well, listen, some things that I found out and do preparation for this show with education. Oh my God. Like, oh my God. I got enough topics for the rest of the year and going into 2027 because the craziness that I have heard, oh my God. Oh my God. Anyhow, the rules, that's was somebody concerned about, someone else is concerned, the cost of living, rent prices, VAT on medicine and services, PMH, poor health care, oh boy, cost of private insurance, insufficient housing for Bahamians, okay, mental illness. This one came up a lot, actually, with things that people were concerned about in the Bahamas, mental illness. That's a huge one that we just brush it underneath the carpet or the rug or something, man. It's a lot. It's just a lot. And I know sometimes when things are a lot, it could be overwhelming and you don't get to everything. But come on, governments. Come on, MPs. Come on. We could do something. People in the Bahamas.
We don't take mental health seriously.
Yeah, exactly. Right. We don't. We don't know. You hear what I said, but the lady, you're talking about racism. I know about all that. But some things that she was doing was, to me, very suspicious, very little tant-a-tant. She may have needed to be evaluated.
Yeah. I'd like to say something about mental health as well. I think in our culture, right, when you are seen as, you know, a person with mental health problem, it's like you're weak.
Right.
We have to change the mindset of our culture, you know. And that's why a lot of people don't go to family members, even friends, to even express themselves when they're going through some stuff, you know. So they're afraid to express themselves because they come to me, but you weak, but what happened to you, but you?
Yeah, and there's some judgment.
It's a judgment, right. For the Bahamians, we need to change our mindset.
Yeah.
Open up. Sometimes you see a brother, sister, cousin, or a friend going through some stuff, stop, talk. Sometimes people be calling you, we don't want to answer. We don't know what they want to call for. We don't have, I don't talk to that person, or they just want to borrow money. You don't know.
Right.
Answer the phone. They could be in some kind of mental problem, some issue going on with them. They just need someone to talk to, and we could be that person to stop them from
and you'll be surprised what would drive you over the edge.
Yes, exactly.
Seriously, you'll be surprised what could drive you over the edge. There's nothing wrong. Everybody need to talk to somebody.
Yes. And like I say, it's a culture thing. We need to change our mindset when it comes to our culture and stop thinking that a person is weak. You don't know, like you say, we don't know what a person is going through. So we need to stop, think, watch, listen to your brother, listen to your sister, listen to your cousin, listen to your friend when they say they need to talk. And don't be judgmental.
And sometimes what you could say could either push the person off the edge or pull them back.
Exactly.
You know? So, the mental health, that one came up a whole lot. And speaking with persons about what was concerning to them. And even, guys, we all are part of this problem. Because even we share these videos making fun of people on social media when they are, you know, doing stuff or whatever. We have it as though it's a big joke. Listen, the only big joke right now is us. Okay? We are the joke. We having this show right now, and I could tell you right now, a couple people might be listening to this. But let certain people go on social media talking one big bunch of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tuning in straight through.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all right there till the end.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all there till the end.
Let me read this. It's as if ignorance is praised in our society.
Yes.
The more you could come with ignorance, the more exciting it is, and you're like,
yes. Anyway, just a good afternoon. Note the government. Shall I get a kind of little message? Hold on, y'all. I get into it, man. The government also said if you vote for them, the VAT will remain at 0%. So what I mean, only if you vote for them. Why didn't they do this when they decreased it to 5%? I say the crumbs came too late. We was hungry. Now we starving. Good day, Miss Davis. And the key word for this time and season is careless. These people, whether in government, PR, family is careless. Yeah. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good day, Stania. Can we honestly know who are in our country legally? If you travel around these islands, you may think you're in a foreign land. Yes, this is troubling. Screaming for help. I with you. And listen now, I don't have no problem with nationalities, races, or whatever. Listen, I'm not. But when the entire landscape of the Bahamas is now changed, that is a serious concern. I have a friend in Germany. I'm supposed to visit her this Christmas coming. But when she went over there, what she had to do, she had to go to school. This means you in college again, eh? She said, well, it's a college, but not in the sense that you think. She had to go and learn the language, okay? Before she could get any type of papers, any type of citizenship, any type of permit. She married someone there. She had to learn the paper. You have to be able to speak at least conversational German. And these people interviewing you and speaking with you, so they're saying, well, you know, but no, beforehand. Like I said, I don't have no problem with any nationality. No problem. But there's a way to do things. And when the entire landscape of a country now is changed, that is very, very scary.
Yes.
Okay? All right. All I can say is they don't really care about us.
I always say the Bahamas is no longer for Bahamians. We're no longer benefiting anything from this country as Bahamians geared towards foreigners. And we literally have to fight for everything now for ourselves. If you don't have a left side hustle or a very good job to maintain,
you need yourself, several hustles, yes.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, man. It's so, okay. Somebody said, I have to correct you, Stania. No problem. I don't have no problem being corrected. I have to correct you on Sir Lyndon bringing in sun, sand, and sea. It was Sir Stafford Sands who is called the father of tourism that is responsible for tourism. Thank you. Thank you, text messenger. And well, the point, too, is that we still riding the wave on that one. When there are, you know, other people have expanded and other people have people who are actually hospitable. And then my thing is that the Bahamas has so much more to offer. I'm not saying not to offer that. But I'm saying is at this point in the game, we should be tapping into different markets, different services, different goods. There's different things that we could do. You understand what I'm saying? Like I said, the other day, I think I was looking at something in Jamaica. I mean, you know, they got everything in the river. Child, you could get a massage, your foot rubbed down. You get, they got a restaurant in the river because they're using what they have. We have all these fruits, all this stuff would go to waste. Why we can't package these things? These money-making things, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say, what I'm saying is that we have so much more than just that one product. Why are we still there? And that's why I can't take people serious, the government serious, because I see no big change.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll say this, Tanya. I know personally of farmers, like the gentleman was saying with farming. I know personally farmers that want to, they're farming and they're pushing out their products, but the government is giving them no type of
assistance.
Nothing to say, even with putting it out to Bamsi or nothing for it to be sold. So they're struggling trying to sell their things. Like, the government is not giving Bahamians no type of assistance to help with anything, to expand anything. And these things are costly.
Oh, you make it hard. You make it hard.
It's hard.
And guess what?
You're putting in all your money and your time and your effort, and then things are not being sold. Because now nobody knows, and you're doing your best to try advertising and whatnot.
but there's no assistance.
Okay, you said random citizen, and this is going to go back to why, or another reason why people employ foreign nationals. You just said it. Then we make it so expensive for people to have a business. So sometimes in order, it does come down to money sometimes as an employer. The government got so much restriction and so much thing you got pay and everything else that you have to get, you now need the cheap labor so you can make money.
Yes, correct.
But you see how all these things, guys, are related, intertwined. We have to, something got to happen. Chris, you wanted to say something?
Listening, I can only say it all goes back to one thing, leadership.
Yes, like, start from the head.
I think Bishop Fernandez said the other day, tell the ministers or the prime minister, if you can't see a country profitable or whatever, doing good in the future, you need to just get over it. When we have leaders that we put to run this country, a leader have to have a vision, man. He have to have a vision on where he want to see this country go. You understand? We give them a 5 years contract. Now, in that 5 years now, you're going to show us exactly what you're going to do or your promises that you made. Have we seen it done? Many promises were made that are not, wasn't even touched. You understand? So where's the country? Is the country in a better shape now than it was 4.5 years ago?
Well, you know what? I back to the blatant disrespect to, okay, guys. Okay, when we see people who were ratified, right? Recently ratified. We see them, I mean, all the road fixed, the disc, the pothole. So first of all, are y'all saying that the people who y'all had there before didn't do none of this? And then this, Lord, I could get in trouble with my daddy, but anyhow, with the by-election, y'all talking about the man who in the opposition had 15 years to do this and do that. Why he just, first of all, and y'all listen, y'all be surprised who, when I do vote, who I vote for. Y'all would be very surprised, believe it or not. But y'all talk about the man who was in the opposition. He wasn't even in parliament. And y'all talk about he had 15 years to do this and do that. When the person y'all had there ain't blast. Man, y'all ain't, listen, y'all crazy, man. Y'all blaming people. Y'all crazy bad. Y'all crazy dead bad. And then, like I said, back, wait, hold on now. Hold on, Ron. And then, okay, so now is election time. And then now everything gets done. That means, come on, y'all. People, and that go on both sides of the coins, y'all. I ain't only talking about the people who incurring, because we seeing the people who on the next side too, right? All this time, and now they waiting for the last little minute now. And then, and what is getting me is, then y'all is say, will my MP to do this, and my MP, the last, all this time, y'all, I mean, piece of your car still inside the porthole. Piece of your car, you guys sent out APB for your car. The last year. And then what is, that's why I say, be crazy. Then be concerned who's come to people's funeral. And, man, listen, anyway, call a desk. Man, y'all, I see why we scared do bad. But anyway.
Let me say this, Tanya.
Go on, because we got two calls to take.
What are you saying about the leadership? So I'll never forget, Brave Davis was on, he came on, I can't remember what it was, but I think it was sometime last year, and he said, oh, the Bahamas is doing so well. Business is booming. There are a lot of cars on the street. People are buying new vehicles. Now, look at the cars, Tanya.
Broke
these
up.
These Japanese little tink-tink little car. And to him, the Bahamas booming.
Boy,
so that's his vision. That's how far his vision is.
Boy, and I ain't saying nothing, boy, because by election, my friend, them, they still waiting for their little piece of road to get paid for mostly because their thing, I mean, which is called their polling division, must see. Anyway, let me go. I ain't got nothing to say, child. Call or go on, Mark. But to call somebody, y'all call back, because I see someone else was calling. Call or go ahead.
Yes, I like to say to all behemoths, you know, first of all, I give thanks for life, right? And you know, the problem we have in this Bahamas is, right, that we don't have no sense of debate, you know. The most educated amongst us, right, they learn to debate in school. They learn the principle of debate in school, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to politicians don't be debate, right? Our media don't debate. You understand? I mean, since I go, you get to narratives. You know, Erica says that legally you should be debate. According to Erica, it's not legal for media house to bring a position and not have a competing opinion.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So this is the problem in this country. You see, everybody gets on a status quo, you know, and there's no debate. So when you talk about the police, right, and their biases, right, the same thing, the media have biases too.
Right.
And they're all on the same side. You understand me? If I say to you, well, Lyndon Penland, why wasn't Lyndon Penland indicted?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't want to debate that. You would, with me saying that to you, you would say, if I say X, Y, Z, you cut me off and not debate me.
Right.
You know what you do? You give your side of the argument mm-hmm. after I hang up. That's the way it is.
Right.
If I say to you, the Lyndon Penland, they didn't indict Lyndon Penland because it wasn't because of lack of evidence to indict. You understand? It's because of is a geopolitical decision. Same way this with Maduro.
Yeah.
You know, it's all geopolitical.
Everything is political.
Right. So that's how we never have a debate on tax reform. We never does. Because everybody's on the same side. We need income tax. We need wealth tax. You know, there's X amount of tax we say we need. So the other side will say we tax enough. Come on now.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And that's it. And they don't want to debate it. Give me you look at all the major media houses in the U.S. They have debates. You might have 40 debaters to 2.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a debate.
Yes, sir.
You see, until we begin to debate, and when you see a show you on, if you don't have someone that opposes your view on that show,
right,
you're doing a disservice.
That's true. Well, you know, I always say it around here.
Well, we don't have one rule, majority rule, because we don't have equity in votes in the constituencies.
Okay, sir.
You understand me? You don't want to debate that. There's no debate. Where's the debate?
Yes, sir.
You're asking for politicians to debate, but you don't want to debate it as a media. You don't want to debate.
Well, who you want me to debate, sir? Who you want me to debate? Because me and Chris ain't got the same views.
Right. No, I talk about on tax reform. Need income. A national health tax. You understand what I'm saying? Things like that. We need progressive taxes where people that make minimum wage don't pay. You understand? And the more you make, the more you pay. That's what progressive is. And that's what the PLP should be stand for, progressive taxes. And you know what I'm saying? So, in other words, the PLP came to power and they did more foreign investment than the, what you call it, the...
Yes, they did.
So what's progressive? They ain't nothing progressive for them.
Okay, sir. I do have to end the call.
Right.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yes, okay, and all the callers that called in, want to say thank you for being a part of the show. I really appreciate it. We just have a few minutes left, okay. I'm reading some of the text messages. Okay, have you gone in Baintown, Coconut Grove, Cowpen Road, and Carmichael Road? Asian churches are doing nothing to help their people except acting like they don't understand and are quietly purchasing land. Listen, I ain't even touching that because... I ain't touching the whole. Mm-hmm. You talking about Haitian church? What, the Haitian church? Y'all, only the Haitian church, eh? Mm-hmm. Y'all better the Haitian church.
I want to get back.
Bahamian churches too, but y'all ain't ready for that because y'all ain't ready for that. Mm-mm. Y'all ain't ready for that conversation. You see Drewski, you ain't see that little skit with Drewski.
Yeah.
Which listen, and that could go for every country. That could go for every country. Yeah. Y'all so blind. Boy, you're, this is really a sheep nation, boy. I mean, I was having a conversation with someone, and so they were telling me all the wonderful things their pastor do and all that, and yeah, raffling off this thing. So I say, well, he was raffling her. Let's say I'm gonna give away too much, but let's say they was raffling off. Let's just say it was a house. So I say, well, how much the house did cost? Okay, let's say the house costs 50,000. The cost 50, or let's say 10,000, right? So I say, wait, hold on. When you say raffle, what do you mean raffle? All the church people had to buy a ticket. I say, if you don't get off my phone, get off my phone, man. Because in that mean he done make the money back? Mm-hmm. Man, y'all, mm-hmm. So please, people of the Bahamas, please stop the insanity, guys. Please.
It back to the same thing you were saying concerning the constituency. You get your road, do now and all these stuff. You see the master tree or bone, and you know the mindset, yeah. Right? The slave mentality mindset.
Yes.
Well, we've been eating potato, but now master giving us corn. You see what mm-hmm. I'm saying? That's the mindset we need to come with. It is their job to make sure that the roads, the parks, and everything in your areas, that's why we vote for them in the constituency. This they ain't giving us anything.
Is she? Hold on, man.
You understand what I'm saying? Ain't like they giving us something. If they come around,
I just discovered something. Boy, I talking about thing on. I is a low IQ person right now. I so slow. Oh, hi! In the words of my mommy. I guess what I just discovered, y'all ain't gonna believe this, and I know y'all gonna say Stadia's a real airhead. Mm-hmm. I just realized what's up to I know that. I get WhatsApp messages. I said, little boom boom. Okay, hold on. Let me read these couple. I write it. Let me read them little message. Good afternoon. Oh, see, they say this was Stania. Okay. That's right. This was Stania. Okay. Oh, no. Okay. They sent a text message. Shoot, that was some mess. Okay, hold on now. Y'all can't tell me nothing. I lie on WhatsApp on this. Mm-hmm. But this is not. Okay, hold on. Hi, Stania. You have to vote. No. You have to vote because if you don't, it tells me that you want things to remain the same. Also, if I touch, hold on. So if I touch the, I must drink poison then. Oh, okay.
No, there's no poison.
I agree with the majority of things that you're saying, but some of us do not know how to think critically. No, we don't. No, we don't do critical thinking. No. It is be very, very tatted.
That's a skill. That's actually a skill. Our mind is being conditioned to think a certain way, Stanya, and that's what the majority of Bahamians, they think a certain way. Had this and die had that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't read to inform themselves, listen to news to get information on what's going on. They don't question. They are representative. They come there, all they do is just listen. Instead, they ask questions. They don't do this. So whatever is said, they just run with that because what? TV. They die had this and die had that.
Anyway,
if it ain't on social media, they'll never know.
Good day, exactly. Stanley.
They'll never find out if it's on social media. That's
go.
It.
Good day, Stanley. The government are just there to enrich themselves all year round, and they remember us a few months before election. And that is so disrespectful. And like I said, it's not just one political body. So, right. They start patching holes, fixing up some park, and acting and looking to us for praise and worship with our tax monies. When are we going to stop being doormats for these corrupt people? That's it, yeah. That is, you are correct.
So, my thing is, mm-hmm. Stania, so we're tired of the PLP. We know what the PLP is doing. We're tired of the FNM. We know what the FNM has done. Everybody is saying, and then
you're going in the Chris direction. Now you see where you're going. We got 5 minutes.
My thing is,
I don't scare you.
You don't know where everybody is talking about Lincoln Bain, but Lincoln Bain is bringing forth truth. You don't know what this man will do. You don't know. You want change. You want something different. He's bringing change. He's showing you different. But then you can say, but oh, no, but he this and he that. Boy, no, but at least the man a chance.
Random sister.
I agree with you 100%. That's the same thing I was telling
I don't know if y'all could see me on Facebook. If y'all could see me on
change
Facebook.
Change is scary. We understand
Chris,
that.
That's what I'm doing right now.
You got your hand on your head.
I got my hand on my head.
Change is scary. Like,
listen.
But it's necessary.
Got too much hair on my head. Y'all, listen, in my best little girl voice, I ain't going to tell y'all a word lie. I can look you in your eye, Chris, and I can say this. I scared him.
Why?
Why?
You ain't scared of these right here?
I scared all them. And now y'all know. What? Okay. Okay, y'all. Let's. Okay. Okay. Several reasons. Okay. One. There's a history of a lot of mix-up. And do not say, well, this one and that one, because that's the problem. Okay. It's a history of plenty mix-up with him. That's one. Allegedly. Okay. Two. When I think about global, international stage,
mm-hmm.
I'm very afraid of how we would be represented. Yes!
Explain.
Why?
How he got... Listen. Y'all...
Okay. Stanya.
Y'all in my head, man. I got
ask you one question.
Go on then. Y'all try to convoy me. I ain't going to convoy. We're gone.
No. Have you ever sat down and watched any of his lives where he is... where he's sitting down and talking calmly and explaining things? Have you ever done that? Or have you, or are you just, is your decision based on what is put out on social media and on the news of him looking crazy, him talking wild?
Okay. Yes, because I have. Yes.
Thing is,
okay. You want me to answer? You want me to answer?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I have. Amazing job. Like holding their feet to the fire. I think he does an amazing job. So much, he's doing a more, this job's so amazing. It's more amazing than the people who are actually in the opposition. We got, and he's visible, he's all those stuff. But you're walking around with your big gun, it's very sensational.
That's how they want you to portray him.
He put these things out. Random citizens, stop now. He put, things I saw on his page, not on no thing up.
Random citizen.
But did you see the whole why he did what
it's
he
all,
did?
It's
what
all
he
too much
doing.
For me. It's
they
just...
always show, the media is intentional about what they're
and
doing.
And listen,
the media is showing.
Y'all could get mad at me when I say this. Apart. But all I got to say is, okay, like I said, the shady dealings, the shady past dealings, right? To me, that past. Is a, you saying past, but this that's a, don't say past, but hold on though. Okay. I don't even want to say past because just a couple of months ago, come on, this common knowledge, I ain't got to say alleged for this one. The court case with the woman, with the payment and all that. So this is something that is very, okay, what happened since then? Because we ain't no random citizen. Hold on, random.
Go ahead.
The point is that was just in the court. So we don't know how, and hopefully it was resolved because the court ruled that he needed to pay the person. So what I'm saying is, okay, that's one. We got so much. So much, I just, listen, so much. So my thing is, go on, because I got to close the show too. So get your 30 seconds in, because I got to close the show.
All these things that are out there, are y'all actually following up? On that particular case, again, that was not money that was stolen from that woman. That was money that was invested. Everybody invested. Everybody lost. So now... again, it was politically driven to try make it seem as if he stole from that woman. Yes, he was then now ordered to pay the woman more than that was actually invested. Do you know up to this day this woman still ain't come for her money?
Okay.
Is she one of the
well, I don't know.
She's supposed to get paid. Why
okay.
she ain't come
I,
for her
I
money?
I don't know that. And one thing I can say, if I don't know something, I'm not going. What I'm saying, now there's a whole lot of other things that I ain't got the time to go through, but we already know it was this, you didn't touch it, the shoe saw the death. It's been, listen, I'm just saying, I'm not saying that this is how he is because I don't know him. I do not know him. But the way that it is, it comes across, and this is before he entered politics. So let me not say this now. Before he became the leader, before he formed this party, it just kind of gives off. I'm not saying that this is what it is, but it gives off shiesty salesman. I'm not saying that that's what it is. I'm just saying that this is how it comes. That's the energy that I feel. I could be really telling me, get off the air. I'm just saying that that's what it gives off. We want change, yes, but we do not want change that is going to, and I'm going to bring this to a close, tell it to Stanley Show. We do not want change that looks like the same. We do not want change. It's red flags when we see things that we say in past, but sometimes the best indication of future behavior is past stuff. I think he's doing a good job in some ways. I'm not saying that he is, and I'm not even saying that he's terrible because I do not know him, respectfully. But what I'm saying is that I have concerns with him as well. And as a citizen of the Bahamas, it's okay for me to have some concerns. I have concerns with all parties right now. I've not seen the different that would make me say, boy, yeah. Okay, yeah, boy. Bro, this. I've not seen it. I've just not seen it. Maybe I'll see it before. Maybe I will. I don't know. All I know is right now, I have not really seen it. Am I saying that everybody is terrible and bad? No, because, you know, the caller talked about foreign investment. Foreign investment ain't bad. The PLP has done some stuff. When the FNM was here, they have done some stuff. They're good MPs. They're not so good MPs. All I'm saying is that we need to really reevaluate the Bahamas, move forward, have a heart for the areas of concern. That's my 5 cents. Now, I gotta go, but let me just tell y'all, I segue in now. Just stand your shameless plug, because this ain't got nothing to do with what we're talking about. But anyhow, but we could find Chris Island Insights on TikTok. Okay, yes. And it's Island Insights. So he does a commentary every week, sometimes several times a week. Yeah. So if you want to view his stuff, guys, go and view it, Island Insights. Random citizen, we ain't know what she ain't do. Because she need random citizen. Okay? The other thing is, I'm starting a weight loss support group for persons on medical, who's interested in going on medical weight loss products. So if you're on Ozempic, Mounjaro, whatever it is, and you've been struggling, you're scared that the weight may come back, all that stuff, and you need support, I want to invite you to be a part of the support group. We're going to get through this weight thing together. I look a little extra cute today, eh, Chris?
Yes.
I look a little extra cute, huh? Ooh. That's right. Y'all cute together. So join me with the support crew. It's called the Break Loss Weight Loss Support Program. Now, for more information, I'm going to leave my number, 451-6767. I don't need nobody messaging me, talking, but tell it to Stania Show. Unless you're cute and a good provider. Just kidding. Okay. But seriously, I don't need nobody calling me doing that. I got a couple people blocked right now. So if you're interested in being a part of the program, please message me, 451-6767. If you want to lose weight or you've been losing weight, thinking about starting weight loss medication or already on it, join us. It's a 90-day program. We're going to get to the bottom of what's really eating you. With that said, I'm out of here. I will see you next week, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling. Thank you for messaging me. And all the people who probably messaged me on WhatsApp and I didn't know, I humbly apologize. I will see you next week, God's willing.